Actors union leaders are heading into talks today with the big Hollywood studios. Their colleagues from the writers union managed to cut a favorable deal with the studios this past week. Now the actors are hoping to do the same, as NPR's Chloe Veltman reports. But first, a note that some NPR staffers are SAG-AFTRA members, but they're covered under a different contract.
Writers are overall delighted with how things turned out in the recent contract negotiations with the studios. Speaking at a rally in New York for the Actors Union, SAG-AFTRA, a few days ago, Writers Guild East president Lisa Takeuchi Cullen told the still-striking performers to expect a similarly positive outcome.
I think that we got everything that we really, really wanted. We didn't get everything, and you guys won't either, but I think you're going to get most of it.
Todd Holmes teaches entertainment media management at California State University, Northridge.
The fact that this deal has been reached, I think, really bodes well then certainly moving forward for SAG-AFTRA.
He says the actors' union should feel encouraged by the writers' wins, like higher residuals and protections against being replaced by artificial intelligence.
This is what you would call pattern bargaining, where usually one deal is worked out with one union, and then when the other union has a lot of very similar things that they've been asking for, then that usually falls in line pretty quickly and agreement is reached.
But SAG-AFTRA strike captain Kate Bond, who's best known for her role in the reboot of the TV series MacGyver, says she isn't so certain about a speedy outcome.
A lot of people don't understand how different our demands are from the WGA's demands.
Bond says, unlike the writers' union, the WGA, the actors' union represents many types of performers, actors, dancers, stunt people, each with specific needs that need to be addressed. Artificial intelligence, for example, is an especially existential threat for background actors, some of whom say they've already had their bodies scanned for reuse. So, Bond says, negotiations with the Studios Trade Association, the Alliance of Motion Picture and Television Producers, or AMPTP, could take a while.
The AMPTP is just going to use every union busting trick that they have.
The AMPTP did not respond to NPR's request for comment. Bond says she's grateful for the continued support of writers as the actors continue to struggle. But now that the WGA's members are busy getting back to work, she's not expecting to see so many allies on the picket line in the weeks ahead.
It's not that they're not interested. It's that all of a sudden they have a lot to do.
Some writers, like Kashini Kashyap, who penned the Netflix series Special, are still planning to show up. Kashyap says her union wouldn't have been able to cut a good deal if it hadn't been for the actors' support.
It feels really important to go out there and support them because visibility on the picket line is important to getting the kind of leverage and deal that they should be getting.
Kashyap says she plans to join the actors on the picket line in Los Angeles today. She says nothing can happen in Hollywood unless they get back to work. Chloe Veltman, NPR News.